right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Wow.
Wow, Jesse, you look just phenomenal.
Oh, stop it.
You guys, she's sitting here in a beautiful pattern pants.
Thank you.
We have some, I want to say faux ostrich feather.
It could be.
Top.
Yeah.
And then we have a nice like shirt blazer.
Absolutely.
On over it. It's all purple tones.
It's a purple family. Yeah. The lip. Note the lip.
A purple lip.
Thank you.
And then she was wearing beautiful boots I made her take off.
Yeah. You know, I am who I am. And sometimes it's like I have to just remember who I am by getting dressed in the morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I woke up late. I did miss my physical therapy appointment. So now I have to go at night, and that's okay. Wasn't the plan.
Did you get in trouble for missing it?
I don't know, because I called and sounded frantic, and they were like, okay, let me see what else we have available. Also, I'm not going to lie, I made a massive impact my first time, and everyone in the office was love with me. I really killed at the office, and so I think the woman was like,
it's the funny girl.
It's the funny girl who, like, one woman at the reception was like, you remind me of my mom.
What?
And it sounded like her mom, like in a beautiful way that I took.
And she's like, my mom always slept through appointments also.
She was like, my mom, like, I mean, they said it was because I dressed kooky, but it was like, you know what? Everyone loved it. And so we all had like,
so now every time you go to the office, you have to pull a look.
That's the thing. I was like, they're all expecting it. I can't let the office down.
No.
So,
what were you wearing last time?
You know, I was wearing like some funky like cheetah pants and then like one of my animal print sweaters.
Very fun.
It was very fun. And my PT, I was like, please give me an attractive like young guy, you know? And God delivered.
Doesn't he always?
No, I mean, he's not technically like, but it just makes it easier for me to go to physical therapy.
Of course.
You know, I want this, like, he's got like tough short guy energy, which I love. And he's got, you know, blonde hair and whatever. Oh, wow. The doctorate is to have a PT license and a lot of, you know, energy and enthusiasm.
My cousin's a doctor of physical therapy.
Where's your cousin?
In Boston.
Okay, well,
she asked me to officiate her wedding, actually.
Oh my God. Mazel to both of you.
Thank you.
I'm really excited for that. No one's ever asked me to officiate their wedding, which I think is like a
mistake. This is my first.
Mistake.
Wait, I want to hear a little bit more about the physical therapist first.
Oh yeah. So he's like,
does he just touch your neck or?
So like, everywhere? We're like talking. I said to him, and we had a good
laugh. Like, the pain's in my hair. If you want to just
run your hands through it. I told him, I was like, listen, what I need is I just need a doctor to like kind of touch the areas of my neck. I need you to tell me like, it's going to be fine. I can go to the gym. Like, it's not a big deal. I'm here because I'm a hypochondriac. One of my friends is annoyed about me talking about it, and I'm here just to have you.
You're so good about going to doctors.
I
would just lose my life.
I need a peace of mind. You know what I mean? I'm like, I need peace of mind. I need someone to tell me everything's going to be okay. So he was like, LOL. And then of course he's like, I think I should see you 3 times a week. And I'm like, dude, ask me out. Like, what do you mean you want to see me 3 times a week?
Is this like covered by insurance or are you paying for
this? No, I'm paying out of pocket.
Is it expensive?
It's $75.
That's why they want to see you 3 times a week.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I said to him, I was like, I just need peace of mind. Then he was like, honestly, Chris, I really strained it. And I knew I did, but I didn't know for sure. But that's what the doctor said. And so he said he's going to work it out with the massage, which I believe.
I hope it's his hands and not a fucking like machine.
He used his hands. Yeah, if it's a machine, I'm walking
out. How long
out.
Is the visit?
I think it's like an hour or 45 minutes.
Oh my God. It's like cheaper than getting a massage.
That's what I mean. And it's like, we talk. He was like, tell me about this outfit. Like, how did you put it together? Like, who are you? And I was like,
You're like, tell me about you.
Yeah. enough about me, the fun, kooky patient who you're like, the you know, is, they come up behind
like
you and just
both
do
slay
stuff.
In a doctor dentist situation.
Let me explain to you. Honestly, that's like almost the stage I always need. I'm on that little table and I'm like, where's the mic? I'm ready to perform. Okay.
When I was at the dentist, famously.
Famously.
Where I live part time. But like the third time I was there in two yeah. weeks, and I was getting like four cavities filled.
Oh.
And she was like, okay, are you ready? And I did like my usual rock on hand. And I was like, yeah, let's party, girl. And she was like, let's party. Let's party. Let's party.
He said, let's party, Janet. That's the thing. Well, a dentist's office, I always feel like the performance has to be out of the world because mm-hmm. you hear that they're the most depressed. As a profession. Yeah. And for that alone, I say, let's do some orthodontist content. Who's a molar up in here? What kind of tooth would you call me?
I would be one of the incisors.
Yeah. I'd like to think I'm a front tooth just because I like to be in the front. But I am sensitive. And if you mess me up, I'm going to make everybody else look bad. Yeah. You got it?
That's what I do for a living.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I'm really big on my orthodontist content, my teeth content in general. For the physical, you know your girl's talking a mile a minute because I am afraid of blood. And so I'm always trying to talk
I tell you,
through
I
blood. Yeah.
Can't remember the last time I had a physical.
Wait.
Probably like...
No. Okay, so you have to get a physical. I actually begged
like,
you to...
Like literally, I think probably like 13 years ago. I should probably get one.
Of course, yes. Yeah, you should. So you have someone you can call if you need to.
I know it is annoying when I'm like, when people are like general practitioner, I'm like,
who? Yeah.
I don't have one.
Do you do NYU? You live right by it. My woman's at NYU. She's so funny. You'll love her. She's like 5 foot nothing. She like yells. She's like, all right, Jesse. What's the problem today?
Yeah, I'm into that, but I'm like, I don't have any problems. But also at the same time, I probably have a lot of problems.
Listen, I like when someone just says to me, you're good. Let's keep it.
Yeah,
I had to go for my lip
sometimes
thing.
They don't.
Yeah, but then you know.
Yeah, I mean, I know.
You got to go. Let's get you there. Also, again, think
I'm
of performance
I'm just like
going
to wait a couple months because I'm trying
Why?
To get even more snatched.
Bitch, for the doctor?
Well, I want to do if they have to like do a test or something. I want to be like, people will be like, he's not going to do well on this test. And then
what
I'm going to be like, they're going to be like, look at how
what
good he is.
What doctor are you going to?
A heart test.
Oh, a heart test?
Don't they do that?
If there's heart concern.
Oh, I thought they just did it.
Oh, they like check your heart, I think, just to hear it's beating at a good pace, I think.
I mean, what do I know? I've never been to a physical.
Yeah, you should go to the doctor, and I think that you don't need to do anything to get to the doctor. Just you go there. Think about it. The physical is the benchmark. You don't want to train for the benchmark.
Like, I have such
anxiety.
PTSD
I'll go with you.
From
go
the doctor of being like, you're fat.
I'll go with you.
You know?
I will go with you.
But
I will
like,
go with you or we'll go to my doctor and then I know she'll be really nice.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I'll have a clean bill of health. Who knows?
I think you will.
I also should have some things checked out, like my thumb that feels like it gets stabbed all the time. It's been going on for like a year.
Okay, yeah. Now, I wonder if that's the general, like that might be, but she could refer you to somebody else, you know?
Yeah.
Like I went to her to talk about that lip thing, the lip bean I had. Remember the bean?
Oh yeah.
RIP the bean. So she was like, you know, that it wasn't a concern. So then it's like, she recommended me to like, whatever the mouth people. And then the mouth people were like, we can actually take it out right now. And I thought,
chop it out.
But
honeys.
I did it. We chopped that bean right out. We sold it on the black market.
How much did you get for it?
$10,000.
So have you not been able to do stuff with your neck?
No, I haven't.
So no gym?
I think I'm going to go back to the gym because he was like, you can go to the gym, just take it easy. And I'm like, what does that mean? So I think I'm going to go to the gym tomorrow because now it's been like 10 days and that's unacceptable. And I kind of feel it in my body. Like
that's how I didn't. Well, I guess it hadn't been. But like, I feel so guilty when I cancel class last minute.
Yeah.
And on yesterday I was like I just don't want to, like, my alarm went off and it was 7 o'clock and
oh
it was
my
like
God, no.
So cold and I was so cozy in my
no,
bed
you can't
and it was like raining or some shit
oh.
and I like hadn't fallen asleep until like 2 a.m. And I was like, I just can't.
I can't today. That's the thing. So I took it too hard. Now I have to be responsible and go back slowly. You know what I mean? But I got to go back. So I'm going to go back tomorrow. I'm going to tell them I tore my strain, my whatever. And hopefully he'll work out some of it tonight. Please, God.
Yeah.
And listen, I think he's off after me, too. We can see if we want to hang out and grab a drink.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a late appointment for a Friday.
Well, I did miss the morning appointment, so.
No, I know. I'm just surprised they're even open.
Well, he's squeezing me in. He knows how important I am.
Oh, my God. No, what I'm if kidding. He's like,
he's probably excited.
Sorry, everyone else has gone home.
I'll be like, that's okay. Should I lie down on this crickety old bed thing?
The thing is, people fuck their doctors.
That's the thing, Chris. People fuck their doctors, and I don't know how to have that energy.
I just don't have sexual energy.
I think you do.
Because when I hear people who like fucking Ubers, I'm like, in no world, I just don't. I give off, I just think like, don't talk to me in this Uber vibes.
I give off kooky aunt vibes, and that's the problem. Is because like, sometimes I'll get the reach out, but no one can like, sink the basket. You know what I mean? They're like, I don't know. He doesn't know how he feels about me. Okay. This is a man who looks like he did, like, I don't know. He could have been on the gymnastics team in college. That's kind of like, he's like built, he's strong, but he also,
how short?
No, he's taller than me. I did see in a reflection. Thank you so much. But that doesn't mean he's probably 5'7". You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But his hands are solid. We know that. And
I
that's
bet.
Important.
Good job.
Good job. Right around the corner. But yeah, I think I'd love the energy of someone who would fuck. Like in an Uber, I can't understand it because I'm always like, don't talk to me. Don't look at me. But if he were hot, I probably would change that stance.
Yeah.
And but
how
then,
old is this doctor, do we think?
And that's hard for me to say. I always think people are my age.
Oh, so he's
he doesn't seem that young.
Early 20s.
Absolutely. But I don't know.
I would love.
Where would you like to fuck? Let's talk about it. Where would you want to go in? What's the vibe and the energy?
So many
Let's
times.
Write it
I
out.
I want to fuck in my drug dealer's car.
Oh, your drug. Okay. Drug dealer, I feel like, is definitely attainable. Those guys fuck.
There's the one that comes and he's just so fucking hot and sexy. Like he's sexy. Like when I get in the car, he's like, oh, hey, long time no see.
He's playing you.
Like,
hard.
How are you? Blah,
how
blah, blah.
You?
And he's always wearing like a jersey.
Yeah.
And he's got like nice arms.
Okay. What you have to do is invite him in to smoke.
No, I'm in his car.
I guess I would be like, this is, listen to me when I tell you I've never done this, but I'm trying to walk on the wild side. I'd be like, do you want to like test it out with me real quick? Do you have
Jesse,
time?
That is the most insane thing.
You?
This number one, there's I'm no trying. Way this man is gay.
I've heard, first of all,
my
you don't
but,
have to be gay
let me
to
be
play.
Clear.
You
let
know
me,
what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly. Let me be
you.
Clear. We're not having a romantic like fuck fest.
Nobody said it.
But maybe I can blow this
That's
guy.
That's what I'm saying.
And I would love to.
Okay.
But he, and he's busy. He's busy. He's
I'm
still,
busy.
He's
We're
working.
All busy. He could come back later if he's so busy.
Then I'm not into it.
He can't come back?
I'm not
back.
Trying to schedule a meetup. I need
Shut
to
your
just,
face.
In this fantasy.
Okay, the fantasy. Talk me through the fantasy.
In this fantasy, I run out to get it. He's like, oh, we should drive up here because there's
Let
a
me
lot of
park.
There's cops coming.
Cops.
And to be clear, guys, I'm just buying weed. Let's calm down.
Everybody calm down.
I'm not
I don't
like
think
buying
anybody...
hard drugs. But I've been with these people
you
for even
it.
Though you can
I'm
get
loyal.
It from anywhere.
I'm loyal.
I'm loyal to these
Absolutely.
People.
Absolutely.
I actually was supposed to pick up today, but I couldn't. I like gave my roommates doing it instead. So I'm not even going to get to see him.
Oh, no.
And sometimes he doesn't come because there's like 5 different guys.
Of course.
And he has done this where he's like, I'll drive up here. And then we like drive around the block. And he was eating caramels one day.
A guy driving?
And he was like, you want a caramel?
No, he didn't say that to
and
you.
And it wasn't like weed caramels. He was just like eating delicious
Candy.
Werther's
okay,
originals.
Okay, so he's a fun guy. Anyone who does that is fun. I want someone fun.
Yeah. And then we were like talking about like we shoot the shit.
Okay, so what's happening in this dream scenario?
And now, and so like the last one I was like, oh, good. Like my favorite guy. And so now we have like that rapport.
Oh, hello, hello.
But.
So what's going to happen? You have to take me through the dream.
oh, he's like, let's drive over here.
Okay.
And then, well, I guess I haven't thought through it so much other than I'm like,
yeah.
You gotta get on a busy avenue. I can't be sucking dick in a car.
Okay, so he's got to pull over, and then a fun move is to be like, let's go in the back.
Or he's like, I actually live near here.
Well, that's
the fantasy. Okay,
now we're inside. Doors are locked. Because
my absolute nightmare would be getting caught.
Sure.
Fucking giving fellatio
absolutely
to a drug dealer in a car.
It feels like a low, you know?
It feels lower than low. The headline doesn't read great.
And then the worst part is when like the cops or someone's like, were you trying to get it for free? And you're like, I already paid. There's no deal. No one's getting a deal from it.
I had a friend who got caught fucking in a car.
Boom.
And she...
Does she regret it? Probably not. Maybe. I don't know that she regrets it. I don't know.
She played with fire, though. She, like, loved doing shit like that.
Oh, she did. Some people love getting caught or, like, the thrill of it, which I'll never understand.
She loved the thrill of, like, who don't have anxiety. She, like, loved, like, almost. But yeah, she had to lie about her address because she got a ticket for it. And so she, like, gave her sister's address so that the ticket wouldn't... This was when we were in high school.
Wow. Shit.
Like, we were 18, but, like, we were still in high school.
God, Lord.
And so she, like... had the tickets sent to her sister's, but then her sister was like she had to babysit for her sister for free a bunch of times.
Yeah, because I bet she
her
did.
Sister was like, oh really, what am I on the lookout for in the mailbox?
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Yeah, I don't understand people who like I think it's people who don't have anxiety. I don't know why you'd put anxiety in sex. I'm always like, they don't belong together for
also
me.
Fucking in a tent.
Ew. You want to do it?
Yeah,
I don't like outside stuff.
It's in a tent.
I know, but like rocks. I'm like, am I gonna get hurt?
No. It's like a nice.
I don't want to
like
get
it's
hurt.
A tent.
A glamping. We're glamping.
We're not glamping.
All right.
But we're on a flat ground, which is what you would do. I wouldn't put a tent on a rock.
I wouldn't either. Okay, I like that for me.
We're like cuddling, and we're under the northern lights.
Oh, I love that.
And it's only us for miles. And then like bears.
I like that. That's really fun. You know what? I think I want to be a girl who fucks a physical trainer. Does that make sense?
Wow.
I want to get a lesson with someone who's like helping me. And then when we're stretching at the end, I'm like, God, I'm so tight.
And he's like, what do you mean? I loosened you out. And you're like, no, not there.
Like other places. I don't know. Like, and then it's like, you know, to fuck your physical trainer.
I mean, if the physical therapist fucks you, that is a very big breach of ethics, I guess. For him, of course.
For him the most. For me, a little. Just kidding. I don't know.
But I don't care. He's not a heart surgeon.
Yeah, he's not a heart surgeon. Also, guys, we all know...
This is hypothetical. I'm not fucking drug dealers. Jesse's not fucking doctors.
No. If anything, I'm going to hang out with the girls at reception. Like, those are my...
Oh, 100... Who are fucking him. And are telling you about it.
And I love it. Okay, yeah. And then I would never... I would never betray a gal.
I'm fucking drug dealer adjacent.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't fuck the drug dealers.
No.
My friends fuck the drug dealers. And then I hear about it.
Yeah, I would really love, like, just... I didn't tell. Yeah, I would really love I'd love an in-person ask out. That's what I need to channel and manifest. I don't care where it comes from.
Or an in-person meet
would. Yeah, I mean, I would just like love someone to be like, I'll get your coffee. And then I'll be like, oh, my God, what? I wasn't expecting this. And then like, you know, then he asked for my number or something. And then he's like, we should get coffee together sometime. And then I'm like,
Yeah.
That I'd like that, please.
I mean, I would also like that.
Yeah. How do I put that into the ether?
I guess like this.
I just did it, right?
I mean, that's your dream like ask out scenario?
Honestly, I used to always be like, this is what I thought was gonna happen to me. Me at a WeWork is the stage I've always wanted and needed. I like loved a group workspace. Okay. I was like, my husband's in there. There's like beer on the tap. I'm like, it's 5 o'clock, but like somewhere. And you're like having lunch in the kitchen or something. Then I'm like, what
See,
do you guys
we have
do?
Such
Sorry.
Different- I'm like, I hate that.
I'm like, I forget what you do. I always forget. And he's like, I work. I'm not going to say coding anymore because that was ruined. But it's like I do like tech or like something so quiet. I'm like, I like
architect.
I'm an architect. I'm an sketching. Architect. Do you want to see what I sketched? And I'm like, okay. And then I see what he sketched and it's like really interesting.
And he's like, I love your outfit. You're obviously artistic. Do you want to see what I sketched?
Yeah, exactly. And then I'm like, this is a really great sketch. I'm artistic in different ways. And then like, you know,
and he's like, I know who you are, actually. I'm a fan.
Yeah. And then it's like we were like, he follows. It's like a slow build where it's like we are friends, we hang out, then it's like we're growing out as a group, and then it's like he and I are just there by ourselves. Mm-hmm. And then like he would have to then ask me out, and then we would just like have
I'm headed
time.
The same way, I'll walk you home.
Yes, I'm headed the same way. God, do I miss that.
Also, it's Christmas time. And then he's like, okay, I guess this is you. And then there's mistletoe.
Oh, my God. And I'm like, this Jew believes in it. Should we? Shall we?
And he's like, that's not mistletoe. That's a rat.
I'll be like, well, I saw a mistletoe.
I'm
you
on
win.
Acid. It's
I'm
mistletoe.
I'm on acid. Please let me have
that's
this.
That's how the story goes for me. Yeah. And then it turns out he was never there. Oh,
that
does
hot,
sound romantic.
Though. That does sound romantic.
I would love
that.
I would love that. And then also,
yeah,
you know what the best thing would be?
Tell me.
So you're like, okay, yeah, let's go. And he's like, I'll pick you up at 8 on Friday.
Oh, he's
got and I'm
a
like,
car?
You're going to pick me up?
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
And he's like, no, I mean like,
walk.
We'll walk together.
I'm dead. Yeah, a guy who does that, that's a classy ass guy.
And it's convenient because he only lives like, let's say 15 blocks north of me, because then it's walking distance, but then I don't feel like I'm going to bump into him every time I'm
yes,
in my
it's
house.
Walking distance, but when I'm lazy, I can definitely take an Uber.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
But he can walk over easily, which is perfect because he's the only one who's going to be commuting.
Precisely.
Okay,
and
perfect.
Then he's like, gives me a, let's say a Starbucks cup of coffee. And I'm like, okay, it's like 8 o'clock. I don't feel like coffee. And then I like take a sip and I'm like, is this champagne? And he's like, yeah, it's for the road. And I'm like, oh my God, that's so, everyone knows. When I used to work at the restaurant, I was famous for a road wine, you know? And I would always post a picture with my big cup of coffee full of wine.
Wow.
And it was the highlight of my
life.
Night.
Night.
My road wine.
Yeah.
For travel on the train.
Of course.
And so then we're like sipping champagne and I'm like, this tastes like Dom Perignon.
No, it couldn't be.
It's expensive. This is a huge cup.
This tastes like money.
And I say, is this? I have obviously a well palate. And he didn't know I have such a good palate.
Well,
either,
he didn't know that.
Which I like because he didn't tell me it's Dom Perignon.
He doesn't have to.
He doesn't even think about it.
Yeah, you're worth
it. And I'm
it.
Like, this is expensive. And he's like, oh, I had some. He says something humble.
So humble.
It was a gift. I had it in the house. And I'm like, okay. And then we go to some restaurant. And it's really fancy, but I'm dressed appropriately.
Well, of course, you're always dressed to the nines.
And we walk in and the host says, hello, Mr. Whatever his last name is. He's a regular.
God, I love
And they
that.
Like him.
And it's not hopefully like his date spot. This is like where he brings
well, they
important.
Say,
okay.
Because I'm thinking, I'm like, is this his
yeah,
fucking
you
date
can't
spot?
Help it.
And they say usual table. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then they're like, how's your mom? And then he's like, I come here with my mom all the time.
Okay, obsessed.
That's why he's a
regular. You're practically family. Okay,
that's
great.
Why he's a regular.
Okay, love that.
And then
what?
He's like, should we just order a bunch of stuff and share?
Yes.
And I'm like,
yes.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
And then he's like ordering like things, and then all of a sudden I'm like, I wish we could get this thing like bacon mac and cheese
yeah,
or something, lobster mac and cheese. We're at a famous
of
steakhouse.
You are.
And then he's like, should we get the mac and cheese? And I'm like, hell yeah. And then we like pick, and it's delicious. Oh, we're also drinking heavily.
Of course.
Well, not but like fancy. Like I'm having like
what are you having?
I'm having dirty vodka martinis.
Hell yeah, you dirty slut.
I'm having dirty vodka
okay,
martinis.
Hell yeah, you are.
And he's having scotch.
Yeah, with a rock in it.
With a rock in it.
Hell yes, queen.
Very classy, and he's modest about it.
And his forearms are bulging.
He's not a douche about it.
Thank God.
It's hot.
He just likes the taste.
It's a little bit warm, so he does take off his sweater.
Thank God.
And when he takes off his sweater, his shirt comes up a little bit.
Uh-oh.
And I can see, and I'm like, oh. And then he is like, and I can see, he's wearing, it's just a casual black t-shirt.
God, it's casual.
But it's crisp. It's well made.
Yeah, it is.
And it's new, and he lint rolled it.
I'm dead.
Okay. But he missed a little spot of lint roll, and see a little fur.
What do you
And
I do?
Say, what is
the... What's that?
And do you have a pet? And he's like, oh, I have a golden retriever named...
Shadow.
Shadow. That works. And I'm like, that's weird. And he's like, why? And I'm like, because most golden retrievers aren't named Shadow because they're not the color of a shadow. That's usually black labs.
And then he's like, famously, he's, I did, like, it after the movie.
Yeah.
With Sally.
No, Feet. You know what he says?
What?
She came with the name. I adopted her when she was 5.
I love that. It's a woman. It's a switch of gender. Obsessed with that.
I only do female
and
dogs.
And switched at the age of a 5-year-old rescue. You already know you're with a fucking he rescued. Saint. I'm crying.
He rescued.
Okay, I'm crying. So we're getting a lot of information. And can I tell you something? I love a dog owner who, like, isn't going to make the dog the main thing. I have to get back. Like, he has a walker. The dog is sufficient. We're not stressed about the dog. If I'm stressed about the dog, I don't.
You know, in that moment, he's like, yeah. Oh, actually, he feels his phone buzz.
Yeah.
And I'm like, here he goes. Oh, here checking go. Work.
Oh, my God.
He takes out his phone and he's like, here's a picture. Shows me a picture of the dog that the dog walker sent him.
Live. Okay, obsessed. So he's a man who's taking care of things.
And in the picture, I noticed.
What?
The background.
What is it?
It's gorgeous.
That's the thing.
And it's a huge, beautiful, it's almost, I'm like, is the dog in the backyard?
What's going on?
Because it looks like it's in a dog park, but there's no other dogs. And
he's
I can see a
brownstone
behind
him. Oh, he has outdoor space.
I'm like, what? Where's the,
where
that
are you
park? And he's like, oh, that's my backyard. And I'm like, okay.
Okay. I know where I'm hanging out later.
And then he's like, okay, so we eat dinner.
So we eat. Oh, we get dinner too.
Well, we got a bunch of appetizers and dinner.
Oh, okay. That
remember
was okay,
to
obsessed.
Share.
Yes. Are we getting dessert? What's happening with dessert?
And so they come over and they're like, do you guys want to do some dessert?
Okay. What does he say?
And we just ordered another round. So we're like, let's look.
What's the worst that
and
happens?
And then he's
if we
like,
look?
Should we just.
Don't say that.
Go back to my place and get really high and get dessert to go.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Should we get dessert to go and get really high? He doesn't say his place.
Okay, good.
But
it's implied.
I'm hoping for it.
We all are.
Especially because I know he's rich now.
Yeah. And that means it's going to feel safe. It's going to feel really safe to get high together.
And so I'm like, hell yeah. Because now also I'm like, he smokes weed. Thank God.
Yeah. Thank God.
And then.
What?
The waitress comes over with the book and
what
I
book?
Go to reach for the checkbook.
Oh, the okay. The check.
The check.
Okay. Okay.
And I go to reach for it. Right. To, okay. To naturally pretend like I'm going to,
you're going to split it.
I'm going to split it. And listen, I'll split it,
don't
but
say
he's
that.
Rich. And so I go and he opens it. He already
don't,
gave the card when he walked
me
in.
That.
He walked in.
I love that. That's a man.
And I'm
now
like,
there's a man here.
And I'm like,
And he's like, I took. Don't worry about it. I took care of it.
I'm like, I have to get something.
And he's like, what? Absolutely not.
Like, you already brought more than you needed to.
That ass.
And I'm like, this ass is yours, honey.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, so that's so hot. I'm literally dripping.
And then we walk.
Okay, now we're walking.
Yeah, I make a big deal about the dog. Here's the thing. I'm like, I love the dog.
Oh, smart. This is a good move on you. I wish I could meet.
I miss my dog.
I love my dog. Yeah. I had a dog. There's dogs.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
So then he's like, come to my, what's, he's like, do you want to meet?
And I'm like, he's like, well, it's getting late. We've been walking around. We smoked.
Oh, I love that.
Are
we holding, like, what's happening with the touching? What's the
temperature?
There's
a lot of touching. It's fall.
Okay, fall. So it's like not too cold. We don't need to like shiver up, but like.
It's not too cold, but I can wear a cute coat.
Thank God.
Cute jacket.
Okay, love that.
And he?
What's he wearing?
He's wearing a camel colored pea coat.
God damn it. Is there a scarf?
Of course there's a scarf.
Okay,
but
this
not
man has
a
scarf.
In a way that
Mom
I'm like,
in a weird
he didn't
way.
Think about it.
No, he had this. This was like, yes, he has one scarf.
But I don't
to
have a
name.
Scarf. And I'm like, it the wind blows and he takes his scarf.
No,
off,
he doesn't.
And he puts it on me, and I'm like, "Is this Chanel?
Is the oh?"
And he's like, "Oh, I don't know. Is it?" And I was like, "It is." And he's like, "Oh," and I'm like, "This man,
fucking man,
has a lot of money.
I like what I'm hearing,
but he doesn't talk about it.
He doesn't talk about it. He doesn't have to, Chris.
No, he's a Kyle Richards.
Oh." Yeah, I love
in a,
that.
In a house, she doesn't talk about her money.
Right, her wedding dress was $100. You know what I mean?
Wealthy.
She'll never forget that. Okay.
He's self-made as well.
Of course
obviously.
He is.
He's an architect.
Okay, absolutely.
But he designs schools.
I'm crying.
He designs schools and Michael's craft stores.
This is a man among men. Okay, so like now what's happening? So you're wearing his scarf. We're still not touching, but we are walking around. It's like what time? It's like it's like midnight. You like met up at like 6:30.
I know.
Like it's been 5.5 hours, yes.
And we're walking.
And it's like, what do you do now?
And his dog walker, that was at like 7:30.
Well, yeah.
So he was like, oh, I really wish I could, but I have to take Shadow out.
Shadow, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I could keep walking. And he's like, okay, great.
Okay, great.
So we go back.
We meet Shadow.
We walk in the house. I mean.
And you said how.
And I go, we walk in. I notice we're walking into a house. There's no apartment.
I'm not
here.
Noticing a doorman. I'm not noticing sort of mailboxes. Is this
you have the whole house? Oh. And he's like, oh yeah, well the basement I let my my friends, because you know how brownstones, the bottom is usually
your own entrance,
own apartment.
Okay.
And he like lets someone rent it out for cheap.
Smart.
Like a friend of a friend who okay. needed a place to live.
Oh, who does the dog walking? Maybe
it's the dog walker.
It's a nice little trade-off is what I think.
Yeah, maybe it's a friend of his, female.
Yeah, platonic
almost friend,
like so platonic,
who's so nice.
No, she's so kind.
She's so fun.
I love that she's honestly good energy. I'm glad she's not there when you get there, just because
no, she makes herself scarce when she needs to.
Perfect. That's perfect. So it's a big place, and like from what I'm getting is like he's redoing it himself. He's gonna flip it. It was like yes. quite a deal. He's like a guy who like loves a side project.
And I noticed there's a lot of yeah, I'm like, He's sanding the floor.
He's sanding. He did the tile. He's like, I did the backsplash. And you're just like.
And he's like, it's a work in progress.
Oh. And I'm like, so am I. You know, and that's.
And he's like, I don't know. The job looks complete to me.
Okay, Chris, the tension is building. So like what? You've got to like, what's happening?
And I'm like, you ever fuck on a sander before?
No, stop it. You can't
kidding,
go.
Kidding,
so now
I'm
what?
Kidding. We take the dog out.
Okay. So we go through all that tension. We then do get Shadow. Now we're walking Shadow as
yeah,
a couple.
Yeah, but the tension is
as
like...
As an old couple. The tension, I can't
it's
breathe.
It's at an all-time
so,
high.
So yeah, tell me what's going to happen. Because if I'm him...
Because he's like, do you want another glass of champagne? And I'm like, are you having one? And he's like, there's always time for a cocktail.
Okay. So we're walking with champagne?
Well, this is when we get back.
Oh, we're back now. Okay, great.
No, we haven't walked yet. Okay?
Okay.
So he offers that and he's like, okay. And I'm like, let's have it when we come back from the talk.
What a reward.
Or he says, do you want a glass of champagne out or should we take the dog out and come back? Because I live only 15 blocks away.
Right. He could have dropped you off. He's securing the return.
Exactly.
Brilliant man. Okay. So now how's that walk?
And I'm like, okay.
So now what?
And like we go for a walk and our arms are like bumping.
Oh, the bumping of the arms. Absolute.
The dog is like meets, no, I don't want to bump into someone.
I don't want to meet anyone.
But the dog is loving life.
And it's, loving it's you. Snip- which
you know
is
what?
Great.
We go into one of those little like dog park things
that late.
Where you can take the dog off the leash.
Scary. Okay. It's late at night. I don't want you in a park.
Yeah, but like one of the, they have like a...
All 24/7?
It's fine. We're together. It's
okay,
romantic.
Okay, yeah, and it's romantic. Okay, so the dog's running around and you guys are just...
So he's like, I'll just let her off for a minute. And we're just like
standing
in the dark, in the fall, in the West Village.
No.
Of course.
It's romantic. It's quiet.
And like leaves and it's like windy.
Okay.
It's almost like a Halloween vibe.
Oh my God. Trick or treat, baby.
But not yet Halloween.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So not decorations, but you can feel it happening. Yeah, we're all in a... it's a little nips.
Yeah. And the building next to us is a church that has
oh
candles in the window, like light up candles.
Oh, that's cute.
So that's the glow.
Okay.
So it's a soft glow.
Okay.
And
I
then,
almost feel like this is like that when conversation is like, what are we talking about, you know?
And we're talking and I'm like looking at his mouth.
You are? Okay, wow.
Without meaning to. And then I like remake icon. Okay, and then like that keeps happening.
Okay.
And then I think like he just makes a move.
Yeah.
And he stabs me and he takes my wallet.
No, no. What are you guys talking about? I always love when it's like, oh yeah, like she's so free off the lease. Yeah, it's so nice to have a place to go that, you know.
We're talking about how.
Let's do it. Let's do that minute before. That's my favorite part of any date.
Wait, what?
My favorite part is the minute before you make out because it's so funny. So it's like.
We're talking about how we both.
Okay, let's do it.
We love getting out of the city.
It's so nice to get out of the city, you know, and just be with nature when you can.
Oh, totally. I'm nervous.
No, don't.
I just got nervous.
Good, I like that.
I don't.
Stop it.
Yeah, oh, I love, I grew up upstate, so I've always had an affinity for the outdoors.
Yeah, you look like an outdoorsy guy.
Oh, the what gave
in
it away.
In a good way. In a good way.
Thing. You too. The must. Where
feel
did
my
you
arm.
Say
feel
you,
it.
Wow.
You like that?
Well, let's not get crazy. Do you, if someone said, feel my arm and then said, do you like that? Would you be into that?
I feel like guys love when you feel their arm and then you're touching.
No, I know, but not if he says, do you like that to me?
Well, if you don't say anything, then they're like, was that bad? Like, they're like,
I think that I just like, touch his arm to like as I'm like saying something.
Okay.
And I like touch his arm and I notice it and he notices me noticing it. Yeah. And then he kisses me.
Okay. I like
that.
That's
hot, right?
That's so fucking hot.
That's hot.
And he might even do ready. The wind blows some of your hair in front of like your face. So he just gently pushes it back and then goes for the hand behind the ear and then pulls you in. It's almost seamless. And then you guys are kissing and then Shadow comes over and he's like, okay, boy, girl, I meant.
Shadow comes over and he's like, he doesn't know what to do like dogs do. Like he tries to jump on us.
Okay.
Like get in the middle.
Yeah.
She. And then he's like, sorry, she's never seen me.
Show affection to anyone but her. I think she's jealous.
Something like that.
Okay, love that.
And I love that.
We all do.
Because I'm like, okay.
Okay.
I'm special.
I'm, yeah.
Even if he's telling me full lies.
Probably is, man.
I'm sure he is. His wife's back at home on the top floor.
Yeah.
But then we do go, obviously.
He's like, should we go back?
And I'm like, yeah, for a bit, but I have to work early in the morning. And I got to like, keep him wanting it.
He's like, of course. So he like, you're on the couch sitting. Shadow's like sleeping now in the corner. She's tired. You wore her out. And he goes and gets drinks. And then he's like, where were we?
I don't know that I like that.
Okay. Forget it. We're starting
over.
Do
you say that?
What?
Well, maybe I guess it'd be hot in the moment.
Oh, it's fine. Okay. what's happening? He's bringing over the drinks and what?
He brings over the drinks.
Okay.
And he's like, should we smoke more? And I'm like,
that's what you like.
No, yeah. He's like, should we smoke? Well, because I feel like it's a nice, it's my comfort zone, I guess.
Yeah. Should we smoke more?
And then he like leans over me to get the joint, which is on the other side.
Okay.
And things resume. We don't smoke more.
Wow. It was a thought.
It was a thought.
It was more just a way to reach. Okay, I love that. You just needed one line in to get to the comfort zone. And
it's
honestly,
getting
the offer.
It's getting late.
So then do you stop it? What
morning.
Do you say?
We make out for...
What feels
I
like...
I want to say an hour and a half.
Hell yeah.
Because the we turned a movie on.
Oh.
At the beginning. Like, as he got drinks, he credits was like, put a rolling. Movie on. The credits are rolling.
Oh my God.
That's what... Because it
so
gets louder.
Hot.
And I'm like, oh, what time is it? And it's like 2:30.
You got to go.
And I was like,
Chris.
Oh my God, I really hate to
He's
do
like,
this,
I'm so sorry I kept you so long. This has been like the longest first date.
And then he's like, what
are you doing tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah. And then you're like, I'm busy, but you know, in
and
2 days.
Like, I
and
have
he's
a
like,
date.
Oh God.
And I'm like, oh, tomorrow I can't, but what are you doing Saturday?
Yeah.
And he's like, hanging out with you?
Yeah.
To continue.
A quick kiss goodbye. And he's like, please text me
he's
when
like,
you get
you
home.
Sure?
Do you want me to walk you?
You sure you're going to be okay walking home? And I'm
he's like,
yeah,
I
I'm
have to
fine.
Walk you.
And he's like, I'll get you an Uber. I'm like, no, seriously, I'll be fine. He's like, I'll walk you.
I'm getting you an Uber or I'm walking you. Which one do you want?
And I'll be like, I promise I'll text you when I get back.
No.
I do need this time to listen to my music and debrief.
It's dangerous, like, but if that's what you need.
And I'm like, this is 15 blocks in the West Village.
Do you text him when you get home?
I think I do.
And what do you say?
I'm home. Thanks for a great night with an emoji.
And then he's like.
Or like, I'm home. Thanks for a great night. Yeah, with an emoji. And yeah. Then he's like. Looking forward. Shadow misses you already. Sends me a picture of Shadow sleeping.
And then he's like, but luckily we'll see you soon. Use that. Let me know how that thing goes tomorrow, whatever.
And then I never see him again.
No. Okay, that was such a good.
That was hot.
I'm really turned on. Can I go next?
You absolutely can go next.
I have to say, you have to get off your phone for mine.
I will. The fact that Chris immediately took out his phone
when I was like, is it my love story?
No, it was just because I was finished with mine. No, it was just
he had to, you're debriefing. That's so hot, Chris. I channel that for you, especially the camel coat.
And
the scarf. And the restaurant. And that, yeah.
And the dick.
There was no dick, which I love.
But I could feel it through his pants.
Yeah. Can you feel the size?
Do you mean in general?
Like... it's hard, you know how
I think I kind of can.
Okay. Absolutely. What are we talking?
And I'm like, oh, we're talking nice. We're talking like nice.
Okay, say no more.
Like nice shape. Tight 7 inches.
Tight 7. That's hot.
That's nice.
That's boyfriend dick right there.
Exactamundo.
Exactly. We don't need something that's going to hurt.
No.
We just need a fun ride. Okay. So this is now my dream scenario. Okay.
Yeah.
So first of all, I do love the idea of I met him at a coffee shop and he was like, you just seem really fun. I really want to take you out.
Okay? What does he look like?
Thank you so much for asking. So he's got.
Well, I guess we didn't do that for me. I kind of like the illusion.
Okay. Just picture who you think I'm with. But if you don't, he obviously.
I guess
has a
we
beard.
Can describe
I saw your guy as kind of Italian feeling.
Me too.
Yeah, with really strong forearms. The forearms were popping for me for you the whole time.
Dark hair,
100% dark hair.
With a curl to it, but it's cut short.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Styled well.
Yes.
And one little curl.
I'm dead. Okay, wow. I love that.
Green eyes, obviously.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's so the vibe.
Olive skin.
Yeah.
6'3".
Is he taller than you?
He's taller than me.
Okay, I'm mad I even had to ask.
In the fantasy, he's even taller.
6'7".
6'4". 6'4" would be a nice
6'4", I'm not angry about.
I'm 6 foot tall. I want a little...
I gotta have room to grow.
Girls have it easy.
Listen.
When it comes to height, I mean.
Sometimes.
Unless you're a tall girl.
Yeah.
Then you don't have it easy.
It's hard. It's always hard. Because sometimes it's I have the height complex, which is but you have to feel tall. You can't just be tall. You need to feel it.
Yeah.
You know, in your
bones. I'm 6 foot tall. I don't always feel 6 foot tall.
I hear that. I'm 5'6". I'm almost always 6 foot in my mind.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. I walk in a room and I'm I'm taller than every man here. And they're like, Jesse, what? But that's who I am. Okay. So I've met him. I mean, let's give a little viz. Right now.
No, you met at a coffee shop.
Yeah, he's got curly dark hair.
Hot.
One would almost immediately be a Jewish descent. You know what I mean? Or something
Very
like
into that.
That.
Very obviously. Into that.
I could see him with big brown eyes.
Mm-hmm. Kind eyes.
Really kind eyes. Actually, when I met him.
Also, my guy has really long eyelashes.
Ugh, yeah. And a nice, nice eyebrows. A man's eyebrows are the window to his soul. And if a man has thick, great eyebrows, he'll protect you.
Yeah.
This is a man who's he's got shelter for his eyes. He's got shelter from the storm.
Almost ironically, if I didn't pluck my eyebrows.
Yeah.
That's what I'm into.
Yeah.
In another man.
Absolutely.
In me, I like having my eyebrows.
Yes. Me too.
Well done.
Well done. Manicured. But for him, yeah, I want him, just the eyebrows need to just, for me, be I'll protect you, literally shield you, and you are rugged, and so am I. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so
I want a nice, thick, manicured beard, okay?
Mm, nice lips, too.
Lips are, they look soft and plump. Can I say it that way?
Yes.
They look soft and plump.
And not dry.
No. This man is 6'2", 6'3".
Of course.
Tip into three. Okay.
Mm.
And he's
2022, got, honey, we tip to three.
Yes, we do, honey. Sorry. The six tours can just shuffle
Fuck
away.
Off.
Fuck off. Get an inch. He's wearing like these dark jeans. He's wearing like
a blazer with jeans.
A blazer, yeah, and like a sweater vest. And don't get me started on vests. I love a sweater with like a white shirt under it or something.
What's the time of year?
Yeah, it's got to be fall.
It's fall.
It's fall. It's late fall. We're for me, we're after, we're before things. We're like beginning of November.
Great.
Like mid-November even. It's cool.
But it's still
Halloween
fall.
Is over.
Thanksgiving's coming.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we're all thinking about family, but you know. Anyhow, so he's got that vibe. When we meet, does he have a hat? Maybe not. But
maybe he does, and then when he takes it off, he still has a beautiful head of hair.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe a baseball cap.
That's so. When I met him, he had a baseball cap. He doesn't now. He also had glasses. He's wearing glasses when we met. He's wearing.
He was working on his book.
Yes, he. I'm mad at you. He's working on his book. Okay,
his
yeah.
Third book.
His third. He's established.
Because the other two were such big successes. In
sorry, I feel sick.
Historical fiction.
God, I love a man who can research.
There's no competition.
And that's the thing about the research. Okay, so he looks stunning, and he actually has a car. And so he's like, I'm going to pick you up in my car, okay? And I'm like, okay, let me know when he's there. He parks. He rings the thing. I'm like, what? I go, he comes up. It's because he brought me flowers. He brought me flowers.
And he brought them to, and you can don't have to carry them around.
Exactly. So I can put them in a vase and we can leave. He obviously sees my apartment. He's like, oh my God, you're cooler than I thought. I'm like, oh, I didn't even clean. I'm so, like, I'm like having
that.
Oh my
God, I didn't even think. Yeah.
And he got a really colorful bouquet because he's like as colorful as you are. And I'm like, ah. And I'm like, you know how to play this card.
Wow.
I'm like, you know what you're doing. He's like, oh, come on. So we get in the car.
What's the car?
A Tesla.
A Jeep. Oh, a Tesla.
He like cares about the environment. I don't know. He cares about the environment, but it's a nice car.
A Prius.
That's like all I. Okay.
I like a guy in a. I like a guy in like a Prius.
Yeah.
That has money.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's not that. It's not like a good car.
He doesn't show off.
But it's very environmentally friendly.
I want him to be an environmental guy. One guy I dated composted, and he took it really seriously, and I thought it was adorable.
Okay. Anyhow, he can be environmental.
I like that. So we're in his car. We're driving. Next thing I know, we're bopping. He's like, yes. What's your go-to singing jam? We're like singing in the car, having so much fun. I'm like, I don't even want to get there. I'm having the time of my life. He's making me feel so comfortable. At one point, I think maybe he puts his hand like...
No, you know what happens?
Leg is too soon. I can't
do a leg.
He
thought he could make a yellow light. He can't. He hits the brakes and he puts his hand out to make sure you don't go forward.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's a great
moment.
And
he doesn't touch your tit.
No, he doesn't do that for everyone who thinks he does, but... We were all hoping.
And then he's like, he almost does. And he's like, sorry, it wasn't on purpose.
Yeah. And I'm like, and I don't know what I say in that moment because you don't want to say too much.
And the thing is, no, you know why he slammed on the brakes? Because there was a squirrel in the road and he didn't want to hit it. So we know it wasn't
on
purpose.
Oh my God. Because he cares about animals. Okay. So we're driving around. We're singing in the car.
And he says, he's like, oh. Oh, and he like calls the squirrel little guy, but like in the car still.
I'm
and
dead.
He's like, oh no. And then he's like, oh, there you are, little guy. And then he keeps driving.
Yes. And we're driving. All of a sudden he gets a call and he's like, oh shoot, this is my buddy. Let me get this real quick. And I'm like, what? And it's on speaker in the car. And he's like, hey dude, I'm on that date with that girl I was telling you about.
What if he says, hey buddy, I am on that date. And it's a kid's voice and it's his nephew.
I'm crying.
And he had FaceTimed with his nephew earlier in the day, and his nephew was calling to find out how the date went. And he was like, oh, I'm actually just on it.
Yeah.
I'll...
And he's like, tell her she's pretty.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, in a way, that it almost scares me because it feels so set up and manicured. But at the same time, I say, I'm worried the seats, this is
and
leather,
you joke,
thank God.
And you joke, and you're like, did you... set that up.
Yeah, and we're joking about that because I'm like, listen.
And he's like, I wish.
Smart idea for the future. So then we drive and we're like, he's like, you like diners, right? So he takes me to this like a really cool drive-through diner which like it just has the vibe I want.
Where are you?
Well, that's the thing. He's a car. So we drove like a little outside the city to like this drive-through diner.
Westchester.
Okay, yeah, we're not too far.
You're
like,
Long Island.
Yeah, we're like, yeah, we're, yeah. It was like an hour drive, 45-minute drive, but we're in this like drive-through diner, which is so fun. Okay, it's just us. It's quiet, which I love. We have like.
Is it drive-through or drive up?
Drive.
Like, do you park there and they like serve you in your car?
Yes.
Drive up.
A drive up. So it's like a fun experience. There's like a waiter.
Like a Sonic, but
fancy. Yes. And he's like,
and you have a fun gay waiter and he's like fun with the waiter.
Yes. We're all having fun with the waiter.
Yeah. And you're like, because you can tell a lot by the way a straight guy interacts with a gay guy in the wild.
100%.
And he's good at
it. And he's so good at it. And so we're having fun. I really want someone who just like orders a ton of food and is like not worried. You know what I mean?
He also orders a shit ton of food and then looks at you and he's like, what are you getting? As like a joke.
Yeah. Oh my God. So cute. So we have fun. We're eating. That waiter's like bopping because we're listening to like Celine Dion in the car because I said I like it. And then he's like, the desserts here are great. What are we going to do? And he's like, we should get like three or four and just like try a little bit of each. And I'm like, that's exactly what you have to say, you know?
Yeah.
And like, we get a brownie sundae and we're like having so much
fun. We're being brave eating so much ice cream an hour away in a car.
I know, we are being brave. But my stomach in the right situation is like, girl, we have you. Tomorrow, you're dead.
That's fair. Mine does that too.
It's like in this.
Mine usually does now. Nowadays, it'll be fine until about 5 a.m.
My body, I'm like, girl, you got me. Like, I was hooking up with a guy on my period and my period was like, girl, we'll give you a good solid 4 hours of a break. And I was like, I guess I don't have my period because my body was like, girl, get it.
Yeah.
We'll come back. So appreciate that. Thank you, body. But
so you're eating desserts.
We're having so much fun with the desserts. And same thing. He goes to go to the bathroom. Like, the check is paid for. The question never even comes up. I'm like, you sly dog.
You don't even think of it until you're driving home.
No. And then we're driving home and he's like, do you want to go go-karting? Because we like drive past like a go-karting thing. And I'm like, what?
You drive past it and you both look at it and he's like, should we?
Yeah. And then he's like, we could smoke a little and then go go-karting. And I'm like, that's the only way like, I could go-kart.
There's joints in the glove compartment.
Yes. And so we go go-karting. First we're racing in the same one. We just switch. We take turns who's doing it, which is like we're laughing the whole time because he's like, I'm never driving you. You're an aggressive driver. And I'm like, I would never do this in real life, or would I? And we're joking. We're laughing. And then we're in our own cars and we're like going against each other, like, you know, bumper car style. I'm probably terrible.
There's some kids driving and he interacts with them perfectly. Yes.
And if I ever spin out, he waits for me.
And laughs at and you, laugh. But he's
find
waiting.
Find a man who will wait for you, for the love of God. And he will check, where is she? Okay? Where is she on the track? has she run into the tires by herself again?
Yeah.
Important, okay?
And then he breaks the rules and goes back the wrong way.
Exactly.
To get you unstuck.
Yes. And I'm and like, so we're having fun. We're laughing so much laughing. So then we finish that. And then, like, we're going to the car. And by the way, he's opened my car door and closed it every single fucking time to the point where I'm like, this man's a gentleman. So he goes to put me in the car and he's like, wait, I've been wanting to do this all night. And then
is this where it's coming?
I've been wanting to do this all night. And he actually probably pulls a joke there because that's really funny.
I think I have a better.
Okay, give it.
You guys get in the car.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And he says, make sure you buckle up.
Yeah.
You guys, Bo, you go to lean and buckle in, and your face is meat.
Fuck.
And you, like, look up, and there's, like, a hard eye contact moment.
Okay.
And then, you get that butterfly.
Yeah, oh, my God. My stomach is turny at this point.
And then he, like, turns, and you're like, okay. And you're, like, disappointed. And then he, like, turns back, and then you turn back, and then you just make out.
After we're buckled.
Yeah, but like it's intense.
I like that.
Your buckle comes undone.
I almost unbuckle. I'm almost like, maybe he's like, let me buckle you in. That's kind of hot too.
That makes me feel old and
baby.
Fat.
Baby. Okay, I could be into it. But okay, so then he's like, I can't even concentrate when we're driving back.
Yeah. And now it's like,
Yeah.
There's like, oh.
There's so much butterflies. And at that point, he's also like, so what are we going to do date two? He's like, have you ever done this? Have you ever done that? So he's already planning. He's planning our life.
Yeah, you're talking about, like, you're planning our life. I've never gone dune buggy driving.
Yeah.
And then he's like, let's go tomorrow. I know a place in.
Yeah.
You know, wherever.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, wait, I can't. And he's like, oh, do you have something going on? And you're like, well, I guess I don't. I guess.
Well, yeah. I'm like,
you decide to throw caution to the wind.
Yeah. I'm like, let's do it. I guess I'm having like the time of my fucking life. So then, sorry, I'm getting so like into it. And so then he like, oh, there's a point where he's driving. He's like, sorry, could you help me take my jacket off? And so I have to like get the jacket off. And his arms are so big. It's like you really have to pull the sleeve to get the jacket. You know what I mean? And I'm like, do you work out? I don't know. We don't talk about it.
You don't say it, but
we think
he works out.
He does work out. And he also like, so he's like, let me drop you off. God help me. God, let me drop you off, you know. And I'm like, okay. And he's like,
is it a movie?
He's like, well, let me. He's like, I'm gonna park. I'm like, okay. He has to parallel park, which I get to watch that, which is the time of my life, because he does the thing with the arm behind. He does it so well. His arm does that turning thing.
Because you know when you're with someone you don't know, and they start parallel parking, and you're like, oh God, is this going to be really bad?
It's a turn on or a turn off. It's so good. And he's so good at it.
I'm a good parallel parker.
I love that. And he's like, I want to walk you to the door. I'm like, okay, sorry.
He got a parking spot.
Yeah, because he really wanted to walk me to the door. So hot. So we walk to the door. We're holding hands, intertwined on the way. Because that's who I am now. At one point, he takes it and brings it to his mouth to just kiss my hand. Because I'm a princess.
That's so hot.
I know. And then, like, before we get to the door, because he's like, I don't want to make it awkward and kiss you goodbye at the door. And I'm like, that's really smart. So then we, like, make out for a little bit on the street. Because that's who I am. And I refuse to change.
And then you, like, go into the little like vestibule in your building and you're like making out more, and then it's starting to get kind of hot. He like, you're like against mailboxes.
Hell yeah.
And then somebody starts coming in and you have to stop.
Yeah. And I'm like laughing. I'm like, oh, my neighbor.
Yeah, you're embarrassed.
I am a little embarrassed.
And then you guys both laugh when they like walk away because it's an old lady and she gives you a dirty look.
Yeah.
And you're like, sorry, Miss Carruthers.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
And
I know
then she
her.
Goes in and you're like, I don't even know if that's her name.
Yeah.
And then you guys start laughing and he's like, you are so perfect.
Yeah.
But you know when someone says something and you know that they like didn't think about it?
Yeah.
Like once the straight guy that I was in love with, set like stopped when we were having a conversation. He was like, I just love talking to you so much. And it felt so like,
ugh, like he had to say to you, almost burst out.
Yeah.
Of him. Yeah.
And it was like I loved it so much.
Yeah.
And it ruined the next year of my life.
Sure.
But he says, you're so perfect in that way.
Yeah. And we both laugh and I'm like, well, he's like perfect for you or something. So cute. And then he's like, I'm so excited I get to see you tomorrow. I don't think I could wait any longer.
Ugh.
And I'm like, we better.
And of course, in your head, you're like, we should just sleep.
Yeah, but I'm like, don't invite him up.
Maybe you're like, it's taking everything in me not to invite you up.
Yeah, I love that. Just to put a little tension in. He's like, well, I wouldn't have gone. And we have a fun joke about him pretending he wouldn't have gone.
Yeah.
We have a really fun laugh about
that. And then you're
like,
okay, wait, you should just come up. And then he's like, okay. And you're like, fucking told you.
You lied. Yeah. And we have such a laugh, Chris.
And there's like kisses and kisses.
Kisses, so many kisses. You can't say goodbye. Like we're having just like, it's so funny. My stomach is like, I'm laughing. I'm crying. I'm singing. I'm like, you know, I almost have to turn the corner when I get in my apartment and catch my own breath. Yeah. Cause I'm like, holy fuck. And I look at my phone. He's already texted. And he's like, is it tomorrow yet?
And he makes a joke about Mrs. Carruthers.
Yeah. And he's
gonna
like,
be like, so I was thinking about, do you mind if I bring a friend tomorrow? And you're like, .. And he's like,
specifically Mrs. Carruthers. I'd like to win her over if I could.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I have to go to bed.
Yeah. Or you're, you are texting.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm watching the show. And he's like, what episode? I'm going to watch it too.
Dead.
And then he's like texting you about it. And then you're like, okay, I need to go to bed.
Yeah. And he's like, I'll see you in the morning. What time should I swing by?
And you're like, 10.
Whoa. Okay.
Is that early or late?
Make it noon. Yeah. Because I want to wake up and like feel good. And,
okay,
like, get
so
dressed.
Noon.
Sorry.
I'm just thinking logistically because you have to drive out to the dunes.
Okay, yeah. Let's say, well, how about 11? Can we compromise?
Yeah, I'll have to see what time the dunes close. But...
Okay, shut up. We're going to do 11. It's
fall. The day's still pretty long.
Yeah, and he's like dressed warmly, but he also, from the next day, just saying, brings an extra sweatshirt and jacket in case I forgot.
He also texts you at 12, or he knocks on your door the next day at 12:01. PM.
How does he knows my apartment? I told him. Oh yeah, because we got the roses. Yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Or he says I'm outside.
12:01. So cute.
So he's on time, but not early.
And let me explain to you. He also kisses me hello,
and says how beautiful you look.
Yeah.
He's like, those are your dunes wearing clothes. My God, I thought you were going to a wedding. You look so beautiful.
I'm like, maybe I am. Propose already. And like we
and
laugh
you,
about
like,
it.
About
we're like
it.
Laughing. We're like having so much fun. His car is like my car now. I brought road snacks. I don't even know how I did, but I brought road snacks. And we laugh about that. And the car ride is so fun again. And this time he picks the music, but luckily it's all 90s throwback, so it's all really good and I know it.
Wow.
And we're having like a lot of fun.
Well, this is a fun impromptu segment we came up with.
Honestly, this is what we need to manifest and put out there.
That just came out of nowhere.
There are Hallmark meet cutes, you know?
They're love it.
I love it.
That was a fun little manifest we did.
Listen to me when I say...
I'm in love with...
I'm turned
the
on.
The guy that
I'm
I went on a date with.
I'm in love with your guy. What's his name?
His name is...
Jeremy. Sorry.
Okay.
It felt like Jeremy. Oh, wait, he's Italian, though.
Yeah, Jeremy's kind of a Jewish name.
Okay, I'll
right?
go back. What about
Anthony?
Anthony.
Which is also my brother's middle name and was my like great grandfather's name. So I'm like, it's a sign.
It's a lucky.
I do take fucking bullshit like that to be like omens.
Guess what? It's an omen. His name is Anthony, and I love that. What's my guy's name? I have two in my head. One is Scott. Scott's so cute. Isn't Scott?
What's the other one?
The other one is Ben. I always think about the name Ben.
Oh.
Ben. Which
I think
one do you,
you
like?
And Scott name your first son Ben.
I love that. Scott.
Scott's I've always
really
liked the name Ben as well.
I know. I would be happy with either of those names.
Benji.
And I've never dated a Ben or a Scott, so I like that they're completely like clean slates for me.
Well, guys, this was a fucking hoot.
God, I feel alone. Just kidding. I'm sad. I'm kidding.
Couldn't be more alone.
I really, you know what? Can we all just manifest dates like that? And if you're in a relationship and you listen to this, screw you. I'm kidding. But make your partner or like do this for your partner. Like do something like so romantic and slow with your partner. Slow. Go slow. Build
and
tension.
Send us a video.
Find love. Let's live our Hallmark dreams. Okay. Let's know what we want and what we expect. I want a man who's going to walk on the inside of the road to protect me and doesn't even do it. Like, does it so seamlessly. I keep forgetting
it's
happening.
No, he walks on the outside.
That's what I meant. The outside. He protects me.
You know I do that?
Ugh, you do?
Because I know it's like a thing.
That's so...
Not with everyone.
Not with everyone,
like,
just with like people you care about?
Like with pregnant friends.
So not me.
I would with you now that I know it's something you think about.
Thank you.
But if I'm walking with some bitch.
Yeah, good luck to her.
I'm a feminist.
Good for you. She needs to she can block the car too. Who's to say?
Probably better than me.
But I love that. I love a real gentleman.
Me too.
I need that. I need
manifest
that.
Manifest it, honey.
I am gonna manifest it. The guy who I went bowling with, remember? He ended up being an hour late for a second date.
Where were you?
What? I was waiting in a pool hall for him.
Oh. I thought he was like coming over.
No.
An hour?
Yeah. So that energy.
What did he say?
He didn't. It was.
Was he super apologetic?
No.
Oh, no.
I was trying.
I would have been so mad.
Girl. It was.
That's my big. I'm like, I get being late. But like, if you aren't apologizing.
That's the thing.
Profusely.
I was like, he's going to come in. He's going to be dead. I mean, like, he must be dying on the inside. And turns out just I was. So that energy is dead. That's gone. I need a man who's going to show up early, and I do want flowers.
And if you're going to be late, you fucking text with the reason.
He had a reason, but it was bullshit.
What was it?
The trains.
But listen.
And he didn't get an Uber. That's the thing. He kept trying to reroute, and I'm like, I'm in a fucking pool hall by myself. Are you fucking kidding?
That's the shit where I'm like, get
your ass
in a fucking cab.
How dare you? But I put up with that. You know what? That was another lesson on self-worth.
Cheap fucking motherfucker.
The universe was like, she's learned, and then I fully failed. But you know what? Now I know, and now
it's
I
a
say.
Step. I would have stayed too. I just would have not talked to him again.
Yeah. Tomato, tomato. The point is,
or I would have. Who knows?
The energy. That's just the energy we need. We need the energy we just said, and
we
I
need
want
Anthony
it. That was so
and Scott
cute.
Energy.
Anthony and Scott, please reach out.
If
say
you're
hey.
Listening,
yeah. And you're like, that sounded like me.
That sounds like my
my
brother.
Friend, my brother, my coworker, that guy in my office. That's cute. And if I weren't in, like wed, I would be interested.
Yeah.
Guess what? This podcast is a lot about the touring, the comedy, the fun, but also you're all matchmakers out there.
Everyone's a matchmaker.
Guess what? You're all matchmakers. And if you want to come on stage on the tour and literally become an angel that will get lifted up, set us up with our husbands, okay?
Amen.
Amen. We'll put you in our comedy for the rest of our lives.
And
how about
if it's
that?
Not if it's not Scott or Anthony Standard, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
Please don't reach out.
Like, reach out. I actually had a guy one time reach out where he was like, this guy's great. And then he asked me before he asked the guy. And then the guy was like seeing someone and he didn't know.
If you
so
do that
reach
to
out,
me, I
don't
lose
do that. I was
it.
Upset because he was really cute in his photos and I got excited. And then what a miss. So ask the people first. Okay. Ask the people. You know our Instagrams. Show them the good photos. Don't be psycho.
Or show them the bad. I want someone who's going to take me through thick and thin, literally and figuratively.
Absolutely. You know, I think like curate, do what you got to do. But make sure they're available and they say yes. Then bring it to us. Okay. If it's about Chris, you can also reach out to me because
but
I know
me
that
first because Jesse,
you don't respond. You're not going to look through your messages. Let's be honest.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
If he's an Anthony, reach out to whoever
needs
to be notified.
Reach out to who's going
to
read the text, okay? It's going to be me, and that's okay. And I'll read it for Chris, and then also reach out for me, okay? That's important. What I'm saying is we've got the possibilities. Last week, apparently, was like one of our number one downloads being back. You guys are here. You guys are power, you're fire, and we love it. So send this to your friends, your hot friends in particular. Also, if you're obsessed with us and you're like, I need more contento. Run your ass over to Patreon/Middle Children. We have so much fun over there.
We sure fucking do. So, and of course, join Stuck in the Middle on Facebook.
Yeah, God, get in the conversation. Apparently, everyone had an issue last time that I say catch up.
You do say it really weird.
But that's how I say it.
I actually noticed it the last time, too, because you were saying it so much, but we had already talked about how weird it was, and I just didn't want to have the argument.
Well, and I appreciate that. And the audience was upset, and they're like, is she weird when she says it? I think that's my Virginia accent. I'm like, I don't say a lot of things weird, but that's something that repeatedly in my life, people will go, what did you say to pass?
Yeah.
And then they hold it hostage, and I say, give me the ketchup.
I want a whole bowl of it.
Yeah, bon appetit.
But guys, until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.